Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to start off by thanking Eric again for inviting me to lead the call. You know, our daily 15-minute motivational calls is to inspire us. It's to put us in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. You see, you're a professional, and that is inspiring. You know, the call's supposed to be better than a cup of coffee, and I think it is because it's not going to be absorbed into your body and dissipate. But we absorb these calls into our minds, and they can last forever. You know, today's topic is characteristics of a professional. One of the reasons I got into sales was because a sales trainer said from stage that the largest incomes come from being a professional salesperson. He also said that professional salespeople have better control of their income. You know, and that inspired me to become a sponge. And one of the characteristics of a professional is absorbing like a sponge, being teachable. You know, I have no college degree because one isn't offered for what I know. When I started down this road, my goal was not a university diploma. And over the years, I've always considered my diploma the checks signed by my customers. My 40.0 GPA, yeah, not 4.0, my 40.0 GPA is based on the compliments, the testimonials, and referrals that I receive. You know, do you feel that way? Do you see the difference between what you do as a professional and how you've earned those accomplishments through your own self-education as opposed to other professionals who have a more structured form of education? See, just because they're different doesn't mean they're not equal. In professional sales, you have to create the level playing field because you have to pursue your own education. You know, one of the greatest things about professional sales is that the longer you pursue excellence, which is another characteristic of a professional, professionals pursue excellence. So the longer you pursue excellence, the higher your GPA becomes. And in professional sales, GPA does not mean grade point average. It means greatest personal accomplishment. And there's nothing average about being a professional. Professionals have put in the time and the effort to be esteemed greater than from where they came. It's not an easy road. Easy is not what we were looking for. In fact, we aren't looking for anything. We are clear and focused on what we want to accomplish. We know where we're going. Now, that being said, there's a difference between normal and easy. You know, we do normal things. There's normal things that happen in the world of professional sales. And we feel normal things. There's normal feelings that are created from the actions in professional sales. You know, one of the key components, another characteristic of professional sales is mature. Professional salespeople are mature. Mature, the definition of mature, having or showing the mental or emotional qualities of an adult. Well, a mature salesperson learns to live within the boundaries of their activities, not the emotional lows and highs of lost or closed sales. Now, we may not be mature in our profession when we get started because we haven't experienced those lost or closed sales. Now, a closed sale, what are you going to do? You know, it's okay to high-five, ring the bell, and go out and celebrate. It's okay to do that. It's not okay when you lose a sale, to go back to your desk, wallow in the supposed failure. And I use the word supposed specifically because it is a supposed loss or failure. You lose the sale, it appears like a failure, but it's not a failure because it's a normal function of professional sales. In fact, losing a sale is a positive accomplishment. It is a recognition for where you're at in your development. And it's normal. In fact, it's required. It's a required function. And so that's where maturity comes in. Is the loss may create an ill feeling, but the experience reminds us that it is normal, it's a positive accomplishment. In fact, it's required. Because without losing sales, you won't hone your skills, you won't see your blind spots and close sales. You know, another value of or a characteristic of professional sales is also a value. I mean, we look at people with value. Everyone has value. You know, and our definition plays into that. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. If we're selling with compassion and the intention to move people to action, then our focus is them. What do they need? They tell us what they need. We show them how our products or service will accomplish those needs. And even logically, when they understand that, wow, they're going to get what they want, their emotions may kick in and say, I don't know if I want to take that risk. And that's where we sell with leadership. We lead them through the emotions. Why? Because we know how to manage our own emotions and accomplish what we need to accomplish. You know, recently, I got an email from a longtime customer, one of my favorite customers, and when I read the email, oh, my heart sunk. That's a normal feeling for an email like this because it was a customer that about 15, 16 years ago I sold a phone system to. And then about 5 years ago I sold another phone system to, upgraded the first one. And over the years, service calls and interactions, these folks have become my friends. When I show up to do something, I don't start billing when I walk in the door because we always talk, catch up, personal stuff. And I got this email, and my heart sunk. I was bummed because it said we moved. And I'm thinking they didn't call me. And so my initial emotional feelings are I'm bummed. How did I lose them as a customer? What did I do wrong? It was all about me. But the reality is, the mature thinking side of me is, these are my customers, they're my friends, I got to find out what happened, you know? And I sent them an email, and then I thought, no, I'm going to call. I don't want to wait for an email response. I just called. And the customer answered, and hey, how's it going? It's Will. It's like, oh, hey, buddy. You know, and we get to talking and like, yeah, we just had to move. But you know what? I'm going back to the old office and you want to get the phone system. I said, yeah, sure. I'll come to you and install it. So we arranged to do that. I showed up to do that. I walk in the door and the first 20 minutes is just catching up, personal stuff, 20, 30 minutes. We're just talking. And, you know, it was more rewarding for me to hang out and talk and catch up on those personal things because there was a reality check that happened. And the reality check was this. They went through some tough times and downsized. I was bummed for them. I had empathy and compassion. It was a bummer because they explained the situation and they downsized to a size that did not require a phone system anymore. See, so it had nothing to do with me. But if I had taken it personal and I rejected, you know, why me? What did I do wrong? All that whiner stuff, right? You know, then I would not have found out the truth about what happened. So that's important because, you know, a thought enters your mind and creates an emotion. Don't react to the emotion. Follow the information to the end. Get the facts. Stabilize your emotions and be selfless. And that's another characteristic of a professional. Professionals are givers. Givers. You know, there's our emotions are based on our experiences, or how we manage our emotions are based on our experiences, right? So I just gave you an example, a story of something that happened to me after 23 years in business, okay? But sometimes we're young in the industry, and sometimes, like when my kids were young and the first time that they went to, or one of the, I think it was the first time they went to Disneyland, you know, they go on the ride with it's the big mountain, I think it's the Matterhorn, the big roller coaster there with the snow-capped mountain there, and so my son's sitting in front with his mom, and my daughter's sitting in back, and I wasn't able to go this day because it was a middle-of-the-week discount thing, and I had to work, and they get on the roller coaster, and they're all excited, right, and then they get going, and I should tell you that my son is extremely protective of his sister, and they were under 10 years old, and they're about 18 months apart, and he's older, so they're under 10, and they get going on the roller coaster, and then it starts to get scary. And he starts screaming his sister's name, calling out to his sister because he was sure the way this thing was moving that she had gotten thrown out. So he was really scared for his sister. And then they come to the end of the ride, and he gets out and he checks, and she's okay, and she had fun. See, those are normal feelings for him, and those were normal actions. You know, he was doing the normal thing based on his life experiences. Now, if he did that today, we could tease the heck out of him because he's 23. You know, it's not the same as we spend more time in an industry or spend more time in life or spend more time anywhere. You know, it's not the same because our emotions should mature, you know. It's, you know, create reasons why you don't, well, here I'm jumping the gun here. So, you know, there's some customers where, you know, the situation happens and you lose the sale. So create reasons why you didn't want them as a customer, but only do that after you lose the sale. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go in and you, well, this customer, that was such a long drive, it would have been so hard to service them or something like that. You know, have fun with that. I mean, the fact is, you'll never not want the sale, but have fun with losing the sale, if you need to create something to get your mind around it and move on, you know, that's okay. Do that. You know? It's an amazing feeling to close a sale. And that first check. Get that first check. What was your biggest deposit check? You know, you built trust and rapport, and your new customer just said, I trust you. And they're now counting on you, right? They just said, I trusted you, and they're counting on you to deliver. You just stepped up to the plate and made a commitment that is serious. You know, closing a sale is awesome because it puts you in 100% control of your reputation at the 99-yard line. You know, you're always in control of your reputation to some point. You know, or 100% all the time, really. But you're on the 99-yard line now, and you're 100% in control of your reputation because all question about your ability to deliver has been dissipated. It's gone. It's put out of the mind. Here's the check. Here's the signed contract. Now you must deliver. That pressure is exhilarating, and you already know you will Otherwise, you wouldn't have stepped up to the plate. You knew you could do that. So, as you go through the day and on, remember, we are in the company of greatness when we are among each other. Thank you for being on the call. Have a fantastic day. And remember, there is greatness in you.